evolution and abortion, there is a link.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker and author from Australia. How does, Ken, the teaching of evolution relate to the increasing rise in abortions?
It may surprise people to know, Mark, that there's a definite tie between the acceptance of evolution and the increasing abortion rate. You know, when I went to school, my teachers in Australia told me that when a human baby develops in its mother's womb, it goes through a fish stage. As a result, I'm sure many girls thought they were aborting a fish or something like that in a stage of evolution, and that their baby wasn't really a human being after all. The man who popularized this idea turned out to be a fraud. He was discredited 50 years ago. Yet the sad thing is that this fraud is still in some of our textbooks today. Thus, there are people still using this fraudulent idea to justify abortion. You know, even a few years ago, many newspapers featured a Parade magazine article that endorsed this view. Imagine millions of women reading an article stating that as a baby develops, it goes through a fish stage, a reptile stage, and so on. The message was clear. You can abort babies. They're really just animal. So what is the answer to abortion? Well, you know what? It's in Genesis. God made man in his own image, and abortion is killing a human being.
The breakdown of the family, increased lawlessness, and more abortions. Actually, they all have a connection to evolution's popularity. Next time you're in front of your computer, just go to AnswersRadio.com.